Speaking of things.
What is it?
Are you not sure what we're doing?
Tell them what it's about.
It's going to be about some things.
Oh.
Okay, let's just roll the episode.
Got it.
Woo! Here we are. Listen to this.
Welcome, Tim.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. It's great to be welcomed.
We're going to do a pod show for you.
We are. And as we're kicking off, I feel like we owe our viewers an apology.
Whoa. We don't apologize for anything.
Well,
I ain't apologizing for shit.
Then I'll apologize.
What did we do? Did we do something wrong?
Yeah, so I feel like we might have misled our viewers. Remember we did a whole segment a number of shows back about not having fact checkers.
I remember that because we don't.
Right. Well, sometimes I go back and I listen to our old episodes. In our very first episode, if you listen all the way to the end, the AI who does our outro said that, you know, we would like to thank our fact checkers.
Oh, that was an early episode, wasn't it?
It was. That's when we thought we were going to have fact checkers. And we decided against it. And so just want to say, hey, sorry. You know, if you thought that we were going to have fact checkers and then we did the whole thing where we don't. I mean, it's mostly because we don't have any money for the show.
We don't have any money for anything. Let's be real.
That's true.
But, you know, the AI lady that helps us out with.
Very nice.
A wonderful lady. But
I mean, she'll say anything we tell her.
Absolutely. But if you remember, we had a few run-ins with her, and I was just not getting on board with what we wanted to do with the show. And I feel like she might have went off the rails, little chat GPT on her own, and said something about fact checkers, because I don't remember us signing off on that.
It's true. But anyway, just wanted to say, we still don't have fact checkers, even if we plan to. We're not going to now, even if we get the money to do it, because we're going to put that money in our pockets.
I see. What would having facts do to help with any good story?
I can't think of one thing.
Boom, right there.
Yeah.
So I'm not into it. I'm not doing any fact checking.
Neither am I.
So did we just apologize? Did that just happen?
I think we just agreed that we're going to continue to not have fact checkers.
Well, Beth, you know what? Then we're on the same page.
Excellent. Let's move on.
Okay.
You know, I think the viewers often get an insight into how my brain works.
God, it's so scary.
Tell me about it. I live with it. Do you grocery shop? Do you go to grocery stores?
Okay. So thank you for asking.
Welcome.
I'll put it to you this way. Have I? Yeah. Do I do it regularly? No. What happened? It's funny. We were just talking about this last night. Not you and I, but me and other people. And when I get in the grocery store, I think my brain goes down to about a two-year-old's level. Okay. It'll be a simple command like, hey, go get some butter. Easy, right? No, I've walked 3 times around the entire store trying to find the butter. I'm just a moron in the grocery store. I can't understand it.
Mm. Well, I have to do my own grocery shopping because I'm not sure if I've mentioned this in an episode or two. I live alone.
Well, no, I live with my cat. You do not.
I live with Sid.
You could talk to Sid about running to the store, for God's sake.
I do. I could. The whole opposable thumbs things, though, really gets in the way of
driving.
Does
get tricky. Does get tricky. But hey, you can get the shoppers. You can have it come to you.
So I did that once and was even more annoyed than going to the grocery store.
Really? Why?
I'm a visual person.
Because you have eyes.
I thank you for pointing that out and thank you for recognizing that. I thought I ordered a normal size soap. Of Dawn, like dish soap.
What?
A normal size. Like, I guess it's 32 ounces or whatever. A normal size. It sits behind the sink.
Oh, you know what we do? We get the mega size and we pour it into little push. I don't know.
You don't have to brag about it.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Well, see, I just went, when I did that online, apparently I just went straight to the mini because I paid about $14 for 6 ounces of Dawn liquid dish soap.
Wait, I'm confused. This is when you got the shopper to do this?
Yeah.
So you paid for the big one and you got the little travel size.
Yeah, because I thought the picture was not to scale. I didn't read the description.
Did you need, like, if they sat a quarter by it for reference?
That would be good.
And you noticed it is slightly taller than the quarter. That might be a small bottle.
Might be small.
But wait. There was the, what was the price? $14?
I think it was like $12 or $14.
For the teeny tiny one?
Yes.
What establishment offered such a great deal?
I think it was Harris Teeter.
I don't shop there. Harris Teeter. Oh, come on. That doesn't sound right.
It was right. If you've ever checked my Instagram or have seen my Instagram, I don't like Harris Teeter, but I go there because there seems to be the most normal people that go there. But as far as shopping there, it's annoying because they have the self-checkout and they also have the slowest cashiers that I've ever seen.
But aren't they pushing you to the self-checkout line?
They are. And a couple of things about that. All of a sudden, you have people who either have never worked retail or never watched how cashiers check them out and how to scan food, think that it's a good time to, when they need 100 things from the grocery store, to go to the self-checkout.
Oh, God.
And I mean, I'll see it. I walk in the store and there'll be someone there and I will have done my shopping and come back and they're still there checking out.
Stop.
And I kid you not, there has been on more than one occasion, every line in the store has been backed up to the back of the store, both the self-checkout and the slow checkerouters.
Just so you know, I'm not stalking you online, but I do remember a post. I was like, homeboy's making this up. You showed a line that, my God, you would have thought it was Taylor Swift tickets at the front. And I saw people, I couldn't even see the end of the line from the picture that you showed.
Yeah.
That's a real thing?
That is real. I did not make that up.
What freaking planet are they living on? Do they have no cashiers?
They have cashiers.
They're just the slowest on the planet?
Incredibly slow.
Do they have opposable thumbs?
From what I can tell. Yes. I haven't looked at all their hands.
You know, we've talked about Neuralink before. I think we have some candidates for Neuralink. Or that Tesla robot. Let's just get the freaking robot to do it.
Yeah. I mean, when I go there, there have been times I just turn around and I literally walk in, just make a U and walk right back out. And then there have been times when I go and I really need something. I'm like, well, I'll wait, but I can't buy anything that I want to be hot when I leave the store. Or I want to be frozen when I leave the store.
Oh. Yeah. First of all, what are you buying hot?
Sometimes you get the buffet, the food.
Oh, okay. Hitting the hot bar.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. But
hot sauce.
That's not how it works. I've noticed this hot sauce is room temperature again. I'd like to speak to your manager, please. This is not me blaming you. I am not blaming you, Dave. Is it fair to say that you know this condition exists and you keep going back?
Because it's the closest grocery store to me.
Okay.
And the people are pretty normal.
Okay. So I think where you might be going with this, and I'm very familiar with this, we have a place called, it rhymes with Ball Cart.
Mm.
You may have heard of it. And yeah.
Is it Target?
Yep. And... How did you catch that? That's
no
good.
Rhyming.
That was good. We got that Neuralink thing going. I believe some of the people never leave there. They just go down into the floor and then they come back up out of the floor. It seems like it's the same group of people, maybe with different pajama pants and stained shirts. And they'll trade off who wants to use the teeth that day. Like, oh, can I borrow the tooth? And then they put one in the front. That is a thing. So you go to Harris Teeter, you're like, they're not Neanderthals.
Not Neanderthals, but they're, so that's good. But they're also evolved to a point where it pisses me off because they know that they're going to be in there for a while and they've adopted team shopping.
What does that mean?
Someone walks in, immediately gets in line, stands there with a cart.
Oh.
Someone else goes out and is bringing things to them.
They're gaming the system.
They're gaming it. And then when they get to the register, well, they're not done their shopping. Why should that stop them, though, from stopping their shopping? They will hold everyone else up and send out their partner multiple times to get other things, and they just stand there in front of the register.
They're like sending out scouts, and, yes. and they're going, okay, we didn't get the Fruity Pebbles cereal.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's okay. I'm checking out a little slower now
yeah.
while you get the Fruity Pebbles. Oh, shit. We need milk. You go get the milk now. Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening.
Sons of bitches.
Pisses me off. And I'm like, I just want my bag of peanuts, ice cream, and NyQuil.
What kind of shopping are you doing?
Necessities.
Sounds like you're making dinner.
Thank you.
Okay, ballpark. How many aisles or how many lanes are there to check out?
Normally, so there's 4 self-checkouts that...
That seems low.
Usually work.
Okay.
And then they have 3 registers open.
That's low.
Even though they have 12.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, every grocery store, you know, if there's 12 lanes, you're not getting all 12 lanes.
I didn't know you've been to every grocery store.
Nope, haven't. Well, now I take that back. At the ball cart place, it seems like they have a ton of lanes, and they usually are open. But a lot of the dullards, and I don't mean that in a negative way,
right?
That are scanning things, putting them in bags. Sometimes giving you the bag, sometimes not. They can be a little, we'll just say slow, a little on the slower side. It's 50-50 whether you get the stuff that you purchased into your cart because of how they handle the bags. So that could be an issue that might be slowing things down where people going, hey, I paid for the stuff. Is it okay if I have it now? You know, there's that. But there's a lot more lanes. So Harris Teeter's a little low on lanes, it sounds like.
Low on staffing the lanes.
Staffing the lanes.
Yeah.
But their self-checkout game is pretty weak if there's only 4.
Yeah, very much so.
Does that piss you off? Because they're
the whole experience pisses me off.
I know, but they're...
I mean, you've known me long enough. I generally just go through life at a standard level of pissed off.
Your benchmark, your baseline.
My baseline.
Is I would say for most people, your baseline... is pure rage for others. And then you go up from there.
Yeah, I mean, I just wake up and I'm like, yep, pissed off again.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But you keep going back to Harris Teeter.
Yeah.
Getting angry. You know what? Maybe just try again on the delivery, bring the shit to me service. Yeah. You're shaking your head. You're not doing it.
I can't.
You got burned once.
Yeah.
$14 Dawn dish detergent, whatever the hell.
I did, you know, but ordering things, I did order an Uber Eats last night, and I could barely eat it because it was very apparent that the delivery person had been engaging in some illicit activities.
Oh, it had an aroma?
Yes.
Ah, did you get a contact?
I probably could have.
Maybe.
Like, I literally just wound up throwing most of it away because I was like, I can't even bring the container close to my face.
You know, it was infused with...
Yeah.
Depending on the customer, some might like the infused food. Yeah, I don't want my... what did you get? What kind of food?
Ice cream.
Dude! I need a minute. Wait a second.
I didn't feel like going out.
Everybody stop. You had a craving for ice cream so bad. And you're like, I ain't going to a friggin' Harris Teeter. I can tell you that right now. I need you to bring me some ice cream.
Yeah.
And infuse that shit with some gummies and smoke. Really?
Yeah.
What kind of magnificent special ice cream would you Uber Eats?
So I ordered a Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Stop it.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, if if you order a Blizzard, you also basically just get a milkshake if you order it from Uber Eats.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it took them an hour to deliver it.
And you're thinking there was melting involved.
There was a little bit of melting. And at that point, like, I really didn't even want it anymore. I just wanted to go to bed.
It was a Blizzard juice.
Yeah. Blizzard milk.
You got Blizzard milk. And I'm guessing after you've paid for all the whatever, you know, $17 Blizzard milk.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
I think it was $16.49 or something. Yeah. So super overpriced.
You are a maniac.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And then what'd you do? Throw it away?
Good portion of it. So.
Well.
That was my Saturday night. What'd you do?
Congratulations.
So, you know, speaking of things.
Yeah.
How do you feel about right and left socks?
I have zero feeling. What are you talking about? I have zero feelings.
Your socks don't have an L and R on them?
No.
A lot of athletic socks now have a left and a right.
Are these like pickleball socks or something?
No.
I've been wearing these for years. Where? What?
Yeah.
Did you Uber Eats these socks? Or what? Wait a second. What kind of socks? You said athletic socks, like the real short ones?
Yeah, the shorter ones, Lululemon, athletic.
You said Lululemon, then you said athletic. Okay.
They can be both.
Okay, but the Lulu person, that thing,
mm-hmm.
are they doing left rights?
Yes.
Okay, well, they charge you $50 for a pair of socks, I believe.
No, it's like 23.
40. For a pair of socks, a little teeny tiny sock.
And good socks.
Well, they better be.
Yeah.
Do they put your freaking name on it?
No, they have the left, right. you know what foot they go on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you adhere to the left, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you ever put your shoes on the wrong way?
Okay, but hold on. Maybe I'm buying the cheap socks. I am buying the cheap socks because... Sometimes when I see the socks that I've purchased, which I probably purchased 10 years ago, I might need to up the sock game now that I mention it.
Yeah.
When I look at the manufacturing of those socks, they feel very either or, like a left or right would work.
Oh, they're bifoot socks.
they're bifootal.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do think... Well, no, see, I was going to say, if you've worn them for a while and then you take them off and you're like, oh, I'm going to put my socks back on, there's a little left-right vibe to them.
Think how much better you could be walking if you just, from the get-go, had left-right socks.
It's not a thing. You're maybe paying a little too close attention to your socks. Maybe. I'm not saying that you are. I'm saying some might say that.
Okay.
But then you do match up the left sock with the left shoe and the left foot. You're matchy-matchy all the way.
Oh, yeah. Try matching there.
I'm a try-matcher from way back.
Yeah.
I have no socks with the L or R. I mean, if I took a marker, I could put an L.
I mean, you wouldn't put your underwear on backwards, would you?
Well, I think that's different. It's got a clear direction.
So do these. They have an L and an R.
Yours do? I'm buying the wrong socks, apparently.
Try them out.
I just bought them. I just bought a six pack. Is that what you say? A six pack of socks on the Amazons. On the Amazons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, they look like socks, and they were. They got here, and they had the sock name on it, and no L or R. And maybe I'll return them and complain. Maybe I'll give them.
Tell them you didn't know how to put them on.
I'll give them one star. And a shitty review.
Yeah.
Would it kill you to put an L? Would it kill you to put an R?
You should be like, I didn't know what to do. I put all 12 socks on my left foot.
You know what? They could actually skip the R. I feel like it's a little extra ink that might jack the price up. Just do an L. I'll assume the R.
Same color. Same color socks.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look. 50-50.
Deductioning. Yeah.
Process of elimination. If I got the left one on... I'm going to assume the one with no R or no L, probably the right one.
What if you grab two that don't have the L on it?
Well, if I went into the game...
And you forget if you got the left or right.
Son of a bitch. Or I've run it through the wash so long that the L's disappear. And A, does your L and R list disappear over time?
No. Where they're sewn in.
Oh, fucking. No wonder you're paying so much for socks. You got a sewn in L and R.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Freaking blizzards coming to your house.
You know, speaking of other interesting things and people in general.
All right.
You ever put air in your tires?
Yeah, they kind of require it. They do have the airless, but I've gone with the air tires for many years.
They're the most reasonable choice right now.
I've been an air tire guy my whole life.
Hey, look at you. Consistency.
Thank you.
I think in most places, maybe you're listening somewhere that doesn't have winter, but most of the time when it cools.
You know, I don't think that's the thing. I think you have winter. Maybe it's not
Hawaii?
Cold. They have winter. There's a winter season.
No, there's a rainy season.
Winter, spring, summer, and fall. They wrote a song about it.
Not
all you have
Hawaii.
To do is call.
Not in Hawaii.
Hawaii can't opt out of a whole freaking season. Now the weather might not change, but they got to have winter.
No.
Hot winter. It's a hot winter. Winter is a season. It's not a temperature. All right, this show is over. Look at it. Make your point.
But when it gets colder, the air pressure in your tire usually goes down.
Yep.
And you got to go.
Every freaking season pisses me off.
Yeah, and I imagine it happens to most of the population that have cars. How many times have you gone somewhere and the air pump is broken?
Oh, I'd say it's 50-50.
Oh, I think down in Baltimore, it's like 90-10.
Wait, are you talking about Baltimore City?
Yeah.
Well, there's bullet holes in all of them.
That would explain why the air is coming out the back.
What? I'm getting really low air pressure. Oh, it's going out the back. Yeah.
I think
when you put that air in, you got to bob and weave. They tell you to army crawl to the air. Don't stay still.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Yeah. Use the engine block when you're filling up.
Stay low.
Yeah. Like, how mad do you have to be at the whole world? Like, you're like, I'm going to be the last one to get the air out of this machine to break the thing.
Wait, what?
I think people intentionally are breaking them so that other people can't get air.
Really? That's quite the controversial statement.
Is it?
I don't know. Okay. Baltimore City, I'm filling up my tires with air. I get to tire 4 and I go, you know what's going to happen after this, baby? I'm taking this son of a bitch down.
Exactly.
Slicing. When it breaks, what is it? Like,
either they drop it and the nozzle breaks, or sometimes, they've just cut the thing off, the hose.
Run over it after they're done.
Yep.
Oh, what shitheads. You need to go to a different.
Thank you.
You need to go to a different tire.
I have my own air pump.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I gave in.
I just have an air compressor at the house.
It's just like the self-checkout line now. Now you're self-airing your tires.
I am.
I don't know if that's the right term.
I should start a tire fill-up station.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurial spirit. What, like right out in front of the house? Just stand there? Like,
in the back.
Like...
Don't want
to. You got a lemonade stand. Hey, you want some lemonade? I got an old Blizzard and I can fill up your tires were there.
Yeah.
That's a business model right there.
It is.
You might be onto something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's an idea.
It is an idea. Not necessarily a good one, but undoubtedly
an idea.
100% an idea.
100%.
Well, y'all keep thinking of more ideas and send them to them if you get a chance. Speak to SOT@gmail.com. Bye bye.
Speaking of socks, Dave has launched his very own line of left and right socks that feature custom embroidery and very attractive colors. Tim has opted out of this great idea because he thinks it is stupid, unnecessary, and a complete waste of time. That said, he wishes Dave the very best with his idea and truly hopes he doesn't go bankrupt too quickly. Also, if there is a viewer out there that would be interested in picking up a Blizzard milkshake and delivering it to Dave's house, he would really appreciate it. Me, on the other hand, I would tell him to get it himself. But hey, you do you. Until next time, keep speaking of things.
We'll be right back.